Cattle Futures Edge Tire Wednesday, Congress passed the Farm Bill by an overwhelming margin in both houses. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 13th of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was undeveloped through Wednesday afternoon. There were only 156 head, two lots offered in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction. One lot of 97 heifers sold for delivery at 1 to 9 days for an average of $119 a hundredweight. Cattle futures continued to build on recent gains Wednesday. Buoyed by last week's large fed cattle harvest as a barometer of domestic demand strength in tandem with stronger cash prices. Live cattle futures closed an average of 39 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 34 cents higher. Corn futures closed mostly unchanged to fractionally mixed. Wholesale beef values were sharply lower on choice and steady on select with light to moderate demand and moderate to heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.21 lower Wednesday afternoon at $212.25 a hundredweight. Select was 18 cents higher at $201.57. Calf and feeder cattle prices had mostly a firmer to higher feel at the weekly Wednesday sales monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers sold $5 to $6 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. There were instances of $8 higher on steers weighing more than 850 pounds. Feeder heifers sold $3 to $4 higher. Weaned steer and heifer calves sold $2 to $4 higher. There were 6,277 head on offer. At Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, there were 5,235 head. Steers weighing 500 to 650 sold unevenly steady, while heifers weighing 550 pounds sold $10 higher. Steer and heifer calves weighing 500 to 650 sold mostly steady at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where there were 3,068 head. Finally, through mid-session, feeder steers weighing 650 to 700 pounds were selling steady to $3 higher at Winter Livestock Auction in Dodge City. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 800 pounds were trading $1 to $5 lower. Steer calves weighing 500 to 550 were selling $4 to $6 lower. Heifer calves weighing 400 to 450 were selling steady to $5 higher. There are an estimated 2,500 head on offer. Although closing office session highs, major U.S. financial indices settled higher Wednesday, reportedly fueled by increasing optimism regarding U.S.-China trade talks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 157 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 14 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 66 points. Congress passed the new Farm Bill overwhelmingly in both the Senate and House of Representatives. All that's left is President Trump's signature, which seems likely based on his remarks ahead of the congressional vote. Among reactions to the passage, Kevin Kester, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said in a statement, "America's cattlemen and cattlewomen want common sense and certainty from Congress, and they received it through the passage of the Farm Bill. Certainty that a foot-and-mouth disease vaccine bank will be authorized and funded. Certainty that important conservation programs will be reauthorized and funded. And certainty that trade promotion and access to foreign markets will remain a priority in the years to come." U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue said in a statement, "The passage of the 2019 Farm Bill is good news because it provides a strong safety net for farmers and ranchers who need the dependability and certainty this legislation affords." He explained, "This Farm Bill will help producers make decisions about the future while also investing in important agricultural research and supporting trade programs to bolster exports." While Perdue also said he felt there were missed opportunities in forest management and in improving work requirements for certain SNAP recipients, he commended Congress and is encouraging President Trump to sign the bill. Finally, from Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, following passage of the conference report leading up to the Farm Bill vote, feeding an increasing global population is not simply an agriculture challenge, it's a national security challenge. According to Roberts, this means we need to grow more and raise more with fewer resources. That will take investments in research, new technology, lines of credit, and proper risk management. It takes the government providing tools, he says, and then getting out of the producer's way. Amen, Senator Roberts. Amen. That's your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 13th of December. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.